there's a bizarre story posted on FoxNews.com that actually comes from the Times. A dad who had a six-year-old kidnapped finally tells the kidnappers, just kill him. This is a bizarre story. By the third day of negotiating with his son's kidnappers, Rasul Amour had sold his car, withdrawn all his bank savings, and borrowed money from his friends and siblings to raise funds for the six-year-old's release. Even then, he was only able to gather about $8,000 of the $50,000 that was demanded by the kidnappers. The kidnappers eventually dropped their ransom to $20,000, still more than twice the amount that the father had. Eventually, the dad angered and mentally tormented the kidnappers by deciding to gamble with his son's life. Can you imagine this? He told them, just kill them. Just kill them, said the father of four during a telephone conversation negotiation with the lead captor. Just kill him, and I'll consider that I've given his soul as a gift to God. There's good news, though. 4 hours later, the kidnappers released the unharmed child, but only having received $10,000. Kidnapping has overtaken burglaries and robberies and car thefts to become the biggest criminal activity in many areas of Baghdad. This is where this all happened. Gangsters are increasingly using abducted children to raise funds for terrorism operations and personal wealth. Well, good for this dad to stand up to them, but putting his son's life on the line, I don't know. As we know, most kidnappers are looking for the money only. He gambled and he won. I guess someone was on his side. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.